Oh, it's time for the O Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit the bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. What is up, folks? It is still January. Can you believe it? I think it's like -4 degrees outside. January is the worst. It is the worst. Someone said in a reel that I saw that January has all the cold and bitterness of winter and none of the joy and festivities of the holiday season. You're still recovering both emotionally and monetarily from the holiday season. And then you also have to deal with, you know, brisk winds and snow and ice and, you know, cold nostrils. It's just the worst. It's so miserable. But what warms your heart more than professional wrestling? Let's get into it, folks. It is Rumble season, everyone. The Royal Rumble is, as of this recording, about a week and a half away. About a week and a half away. And the only thing standing in its way is Saturday night main event, which I still don't understand the point of. Other than a show for NBC, which seems to be a reaction to, you know, the WWE Network moving off of Peacock and what, I don't know. I don't know the corporate nonsense of it, but the actual show itself usually has pretty interesting matches. But the first episode of Saturday Night Main Event wasn't anything spectacular to write home about. It felt like a truncated episode of SmackDown or something. And I don't know. It was missing that thing, that differentiator, the element that makes it special. The original main event, Saturday Night, the main event, used to have a lot of backstage segments and interviews, and, you know, people would get interviewed before they went out. That's also a thing that they don't do a lot anymore, or maybe they just kind of phased back a bit. But even a couple months ago, they would interview people right before they walked out. They were in Gorilla. And you know what? Let me take that back, because CM Punk did the same thing yesterday. They do show them walking to Gorilla. So never forget what I just said. But Saturday Night Main Event had more, you know, set vignettes so that you can get over, right? Get your point across, show that you're a heel, show that you're a face, whatever. They need to bring that back. But the odd thing for me is that it is 1 week before Royal Rumble. This show should have been last week, I think. And even now, they're still solidifying matches. I think they might put one or two more matches on the card after SmackDown this week. If not, I think they have four matches set. I wasn't paying too much attention. But my whole deal is, it distracts from the Rumble because they have to kind of set up these interim matches prior to Rumble. And then we get to Royal Rumble, and the same thing that has plagued my mind in terms of the Rumble has happened again. How do you qualify for the Royal Rumble? Do you just have to call it? Do you just have to come out and say, I've officially qualified for the Royal Rumble? Have you noticed that over the decades that the Royal Rumble has been in play, there's no set way to enter the Royal Rumble? A couple years, there were qualifying matches that seemed to, you know, come out of nowhere. Back in the day, there was the fun lottery where you would come in and, you know, you'd pick your number to see where you were in the Royal Rumble, which was fun. Backstage vignettes. Some of the best Eddie Guerrero stuff happened with him, you know, switching the number with Ric Flair. People's reactions to their number, you get to see like, oh, I wonder what number he is. And then they would come out in a really awkward number and you're like, why were they so happy about this? It was a fun gimmick to get into the Royal Rumble. But then there are, you know, times like now where the only people you know are in the Royal Rumble are the top guys and gals. Even the women. I think there's two women declared for the Women's Royal Rumble. It's Nia Jax and Bayley. Right? Yeah. They're the only two who have announced that they're going to be in the Rumble. And I think they alluded to the fact that Liv was going to be in the Royal Rumble. But out of the men's roster, only the top guys like CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, you know, the big dogs, have said they're going to be in the Rumble. Roman Reigns. Which, you know, I get it. They're obviously going to be in there. But the Royal Rumble, in my mind, has always been more fun when you have no idea who's going to be in it. There are obvious choices, but sometimes you just want to be surprised. And my thinking is, if you're not going to go the route of full surprise, show me the entire, you know, roster of people who are going to be in there. Or, you know, have some sort of like slotted 4 or 5 slots that are mysteries, right? Just come out and say it. We have 4 or 5 people coming out that are, you know, a mystery pick that we haven't chosen yet. Something. Here's a thought that I was running around in my head. What if you had a set like 25 slots that are handed out to folks and you announce those folks? Like, here are the people who have been randomly selected to be in the Royal Rumble. Random. Then you could put whoever the hell you want in, you know, 25 roster picks in there. And the best part is, pick people who fans would say, why the hell would they be in the Royal Rumble? Why would you ever put that person in the Royal Rumble? And it's like, it was random. It was random slots, 25 folks. Here's the 25 slots that have been picked. These 5 slots are, you know, mystery slots that we're not going to, you know, these 5 individuals are set in the Rumble. Here's the 25 random slots. If you want in on the Royal Rumble, there will be, you know, whatever, 25 matches that we're putting on before the Rumble where the entry, the people who got the slot have to defend their slot. If they lose the match, they have to give up their slot to the person they lost to. And the same thing happens. Like, if they lose that match, they can challenge back for that match, or someone else can challenge that person to get their slot. And you see, now there's this, like, I have a slot, but I have to defend it, right? Like, oh my gosh, there's like 3 weeks until Royal Rumble, and that means I have 3 opportunities to lose my slot in Royal Rumble. So you get to see how people, you know, compete, how they, you know, advance their heelness, how they advance their babyface status, how they, you know, lie, cheat, and steal their way to get into the Royal Rumble with their slot. And then the five like solidified slots, you can do whatever you want with them. They can be surprise entrants, they can be whatever. But this whole, like, I'm declaring for the Royal Rumble, then if that was me, if I was just like some, if I was like Dante Chen on NXT, I'm declaring for the Royal Rumble. I'm just going to come out with a microphone and say, I'm declaring for the 2025 Royal Rumble. And everybody's like, what? Why? He's like, because no one, there doesn't seem to be any rules around this. I can do whatever I want. I'm declaring. I'm going to it. I think I did an episode about this already, but it's something that does bug me a bit. There's no structure around the Royal Rumble. And just to not beat a dead horse, I'm hoping that this Royal Rumble is better than last year's, because last year's was very pedestrian. Obviously, it was a vehicle to get Cody back into the Rumble main event, or the Mania main event, to challenge Roman, to finish the story, all that jazz. That's great. This has to be like a fun Rumble. They need to do some fun stuff. Bring in people. I think there's rumors that a TNA star is going to be in the Royal Rumble, probably Joe Hendry. I think, what's her name? Jordan Grace might be showing up. Charlotte, Becky, Alexa Bliss might show up. Like, there is still some mystery to this year's Rumble that I'm excited for on both the men and the women's side. And then the Cody versus Kevin Owens saga is actually getting really fun, mostly thanks to Kevin Owens and his just unhinged, delusional persona that he's been picking up, especially after Raw last night, where you thought he was going to come out and attack Sammy, but he went the empathetic route, which adds a whole new layer to his character and his position as, you know, one of the top heels in the company now. So I'm very intrigued by that match. Hopefully Kevin Owens wins. I got my fingers crossed. Kevin Owens needs to win so he gets to carry around that Winged Eagle belt, and it gives Cody a fight for Mania. Something to fight for, a mountain to climb, which is something Cody desperately needs. That's it. Thanks for listening. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.